You're listening to SBS News.
In the space of just a week, Adam Cater has converted his office furniture business into a total at-home operation. He says so far, it's been a success.
Everyone's really adapting to the virtual world of talking online. We do constant meetings where we're doing Zoom or other Facebook message or whatever it is, video chat. So, it's been pretty seamless at the moment.
But he knows only too well he's at the mercy of online technology, and much will depend on maintaining these communication connections. If businesses are to survive and succeed with this work-from-home model in the COVID-19 era, it's vital they have a reliable internet access. And for many, it could effectively make or break their operations. New software developed by Monash University shows how the move to working from home around the world is affecting internet capabilities. In developed economies, researcher Associate Professor Paul Rashke says systems are mostly holding up well.
The internet pressure has been increasing somewhere between 1 to 5% in those countries. Australia, for example, the increase from mid-February till now has been around 2%. The UK in comparison is around 4%.
He says it's a different picture though in other areas of the globe.
There are countries like Iran or Malaysia where the internet pressure has increased by more than 15% in recent days.
But as with fighting the virus itself, there's no room for complacency in Australia when it comes to internet pressure. These global map developers say in the coming weeks and months, COVID-19 will continue to transform our work practices and further stress online capabilities. You can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Gareth Borum, SBS News.